The third thing in the cross is we read in Hebrews chapter 2. Why did Jesus die on the cross? Hebrews 2:14. Since the children share in flesh and blood, Jesus also took part. Why? We already saw two things. To take away my sin. Second, to crucify my old man, which is always wanting to sin. And third, to make Satan powerless against me. Isn't that amazing? This mighty Satan who knocked down Adam and Eve, and throughout the Old Testament knocked down great men of God like David, man after God's own heart. The devil made him commit adultery with somebody's wife, kill her husband, marry him, marry that woman. The devil did that to David, the man after God's own heart. One wonderful brother whom Jesus chose to be a wholehearted disciple. He was a wonderful brother. The devil got him, Judas Iscariot, and made him betray Jesus. See what the devil can do? He was not a crook when he was chosen. You read in Luke chapter 6, he became a traitor later on. He was not a traitor when he was selected. What all the devil could do, that on the cross, he was made powerless. He could not have power over me. I was free. Up to the year 1776, America was ruled by the British. What the British king said, Americans had to do, whether they liked it or not. India was ruled by the same British people. Up to 1950, we became a republic. Then we had our own president. But till then, there were a lot of things the British said we had to do. Independence means you don't have to do what the ruler says. There are countries where the Canada, Australia, you know who's their head? Who's the head of these countries? Queen of England. And yeah, they're saying we are independent countries, Canada, Australia, but the head is the Queen. Same way many people say, I'm Christians, but the devil's running certain areas of their life. Certain departments. Some departments are under Christ, but certain departments are run by the devil. Imagine having an office where some departments are run by the devil in your some areas of your life. Financial areas, other areas. But imagine that power taken away. That's why he died. That Satan was defeated on the cross. I never knew that. But that delivered me from the fear of Satan. And the Lord said to me, as you have been afraid of Satan, from now on Satan will be afraid of you. I said, wow. Satan afraid of me? How many of you believe, let me ask you honestly, that Satan will be afraid of you? Many believers are afraid of Satan. I'll tell you this, I've seen this. Born again believers, you're scared. Oh, you got to be careful, brother. No, don't go around there. The devil can do something for you there. There are believers I've heard of who hear noises in their house and things rattling and say, the devil is here. I can't live in this house because it's haunted. Somebody died in this house. And it looks as if the devil is the most powerful person even for believers. They're scared. I can go and live in any haunted house in the world and drive the devil right out of there because he was defeated on the cross. I know it. As sure as I am that my sins are forgiven, I know the devil was defeated. Not only the devil was defeated, I am equally sure the devil is scared of me. I've seen that happen with demon-possessed people. The number of demon-possessed people we had to deal with in CFC, particularly in the villages of India, because they've been worshipping idols and all that. Till today, let me tell you my testimony. I have never seen a demon-possessed person where the demon did not go with one word. I didn't have to yell and shout and scream like I've seen in some churches. Oh, do you ever see Jesus yelling and shouting and screaming to drive a demon out? No. Every time I've cast out a demon, I've said one word. In the name of Jesus Christ, get out of him, get out of her. Gone. He was defeated. I remember one sister once brought a young woman to our house my wife and I were sitting there in our sitting room, and she was sitting there, and I thought he brought her for salvation. So I gave her the gospel, and I said, this other sister was also sitting there, this new lady. And I said, now, you know what I always tell people, we not only deliver them from sin, now I want you to know you're free from the devil. So I want you to speak to the devil. He can hear you. Tell him, you were defeated. Satan, you were defeated on the cross. Just say that. And she turned around to me and turned face, changed her appearance and said, I was not defeated on the cross. Oh. I said, there's a demon inside this woman. She's talking to me. So when a demon speaks to me, I speak to the demon. And I told the demon inside this woman, you were defeated on the cross. You're a liar. Get out of her right now, you demon. Gone. Then I told her, now the demon's gone. Now tell Satan, Satan, you were defeated on the cross. I don't belong to you. She said it. It didn't even take 1 minute. A few seconds. Satan was defeated on the cross. Do you know that, my brother, sister? Are you scared of the devil? If you meet a demon-possessed person, what will you do? If somebody tells you your sins are not forgiven, what do you say? You say, no, my sins are forgiven. Jesus died for me. Why can't you be just as certain that Satan was also defeated on the cross? Your Savior wanted to save you from the fear of Satan as well. It says there, made him powerless. It's like a snake that's not dead. I don't say Satan is dead. It's a snake that's paralyzed. You're not afraid of a paralyzed snake. Let it be a viper. It cannot move. It's alive. You know what a paralyzed man is like? Lying on the bed. He can't do anything. He's not dead. I don't say Satan is dead. Think of a paralyzed man lying on the bed. Or a paralyzed snake. That's what Satan is. And I'm not scared of preaching that. I remember when some people asked me to pray for another lady who was once a believer and dabbled in some temple things and all that. And so when I went, I said to this lady, say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And the voice from her mouth said, tell her to say that, don't tell me. Ha ha. There's a demon saying, don't tell me to accept Christ. So I said, get out of her in Jesus' name. Left. Then I told the lady, now say, Lord Jesus, come to my heart. She said it. It is as simple as that. I've always said to myself, if I have to speak to a demon twice, I don't have faith. Jesus said, you must go and pray and fast. Come back. I'll say, excuse me. Come and see you another day. I got to fast and pray. Something's wrong with me. But that's never happened till today. Not because I'm anybody. Are you somebody great when you say that your sins are forgiven? Supposing you say, all my sins are forgiven. Somebody says to you, don't boast. As if you're such a great person. You're not boasting. Not at all. You're saying, Jesus died for me. I believe it. So when I say demons are afraid of me, I'm not boasting. And you can say that too if you believe it. I didn't hear some other voice from heaven saying Satan was defeated. I read the Bible. Hebrews 2:14. It's in your Bible too.